is gone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your compassion and mercies toward us. Thank you you have released into our lives. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for putting your honor upon us. Thank you for your grace that is producing results in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your defense. Be praised in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for destroying the works of darkness that were devised against us. Thank you for the offense and dividends of our lives to agree with your will. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for and giving us help. Thank you for keeping us safe from dangers, from satanic attacks. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for the glorious future you have prepared before us to take us into. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for those good works you have started to do in our lives. Thank you because you're going to finish and perfect them. Be glorified in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this midnight, this day, to seek your face and to pray. Ask, O Lord, that you meet us at the point of our needs. Help us from your throne. Help us with your hands. And give us breakthroughs. Give us victories. Give us deliverances. Have your way in our midst. Lead us by your Holy Spirit to pray the right prayers. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. According to worship God songs, before we start praying, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. Oh, will we all the angels in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will we stop. Of the angels in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee in your glorious in holiness? Yes, in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? They are glorious in holiness, yes, in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. We fly unto thee, oh, we fly unto thee, oh. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, careful in praises. There in wonders on the earth. Holy hearts, the Lord. But there is no beside thee, neither is there any rock right above. There is no holy hands the Lord. Excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art all things and for the pleasure thereof, and when created. You are the finger that holds my life. You are the finger that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the finger that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the fear that holds my life. You are the fear. You are the fear that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds We give you all the glory. 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 All the in the heart. Let all things be set up. All things was done. All done in the heart. All things all done. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for your mercies, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. me, Abba, Father. Almighty Father, who is King of kings and Lord of lords, we are Father, hallelujah, we are Father, Almighty Father, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. We are Father unto the Lord, be the glory and things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We love you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. You are not Emmanuel. You are not Emmanuel. You are the one who opens doors no man can stop. You're not the man, you're not the man, you're not the man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You are not the man, you're not the man, no. You're not the man. You are the God All was lost, no man can stop. You are not the man, you're not the man. You're not the man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You are God. You are not the man. You are God. You are not the man. Lion of Judah, you are God. You are God. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You can never be weak. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You can never feel. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. King of glory, you are God. Savior, you are God. Oh, you are God. You are not Emmanuel. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise him, magnify him, adore him, glorify him, worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Everlasting Father, the one who was and is, the God of heaven and the earth, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Princes, the Bright and Morning Star, the Lord of Hosts, the Most High God. Praise him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battle. Glorify him, exalt him. He is greater than the greatest, stronger than the strongest, higher than the highest. He is the Almighty God. He controls the universe. He controls the governments of nations. He controls times and seasons. He controls everything and everyone. Worship his majesty. Worship your father. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, El Elyon. We worship you, Adonai. We worship you, King of Glory, King of Kings. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. you are. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. We praise your name. We worship your majesty. You make impossible things possible. You are the light that shines in darkness. And not understand. The darkness cannot see. You are the all sufficient God. You are the self sufficient God. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. We have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord. We're going to say thank you, Father, for your grace. That is working in my life. I thank you, Father, for your grace that is producing results in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. The grace of God will not be without results. The grace of God always produces results. Say, Father, thank you for your grace that is working in my life. Say, Father, thank you for your grace that is producing results in my life. Producing results in my situations. Producing results in my car, in my home, in my marriage, in my family, in my health. See, Father, thank you for your grace that is producing results in every day of my life. Thank you for your grace that is walking in my spirit, walking in my soul, walking in my mind, walking in my body. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we repent. Amen. You are going to thank the Lord. Father, thank you for taking good care of me. Thank you for making sure that I do not lack. Thank you for making sure that I lack nothing. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for taking good care of me. Thank you for meeting my needs. Thank you for supplying my needs. Thank you for ensuring I lack nothing. Thank you for ensuring that I lack no good thing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for feeding me. I asked for delivery and you provided. Thank you for helping me in time of need. Thank you for blessing me with great blessings. Thank you for connecting my life with your benefit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank the Lord. You can say, thank you, Father, for making your angels to be in charge over me. You can say, thank you, Father, for assigning your angels to charge over me, to watch and protect me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving your angels assignment to watch and protect me, to watch and protect my children, to watch and protect my family. Say, thank you, Father, for giving your angels assignment to look after my life, to fight my battles, to defend me, to perform your desires and your will in my life. Thank you for your angels that you have assigned to watch over my life, to perform your will in my life, to protect me, to defend me, to answer my prayers. Thank you, Lord, for your angels you have given to take charge over the affairs of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. God said in his word that the thoughts I have for you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a good future, to give you an expected end. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, from your good thoughts toward me, perform the thought you have toward me. Bring the good thoughts you have for me. Say, Father, bring them to pass. The good thoughts you have for me, the good thoughts concerning a great future you have for me, say, Father, bring them to pass. Help me about something like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, the good thoughts you have for me, affirm them now. In the name of Jesus, the good thoughts you have for me, O Lord, perform them now. your plans for me, your plans to give me a glorious future. Oh Lord, fulfill the plans now. In the name of Jesus. Your plans to give me a great future, a better future. Oh Lord, perform the plans now. In the name of Jesus. Hold my hands and take me to the future you have prepared for me. Say, Father, hold my hands and take me to the future you have destined for me. Hold my hands and take me to the future you have predestined for me. Oh Lord, perform your good thoughts toward me. For your thoughts toward me are good and not evil. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. For I know the plans I have for you. This is Jeremiah 29 verse 11. A New Living Translation. For I know the plans I have for you. God has plans for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, whatsoever I am doing, that is disconnecting me from the plans you have for me. Stop me from doing them. If I want to point, that is disconnecting me from the plans you have for me. Stop me from doing them now. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, whatever I am doing with my time, doing with my money, doing with my days, doing with the things you have given me, whatever I am doing that is disconnecting me from the plans you have for me, oh Lord, stop me from doing them. Stop me from doing them. I want your plans for me to happen. I want your plans for my life to happen. Whatsoever I am doing, that will not allow your plans for my life to happen. Oh Lord, stop me now from doing them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. The question is, do you know those plans? Do you know the plans God has for you? Are you aware of those plans? You will behave yourself correctly. Maybe if you know, you will trust him more. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me an insight into the plans God has for me. The Holy Spirit, give me a revelation of the plans God has for me, so that I will be wise, so that I will learn to make right choices. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, give me an insight into the plans God has for me. Give me a revelation of the plans God has for me. I know they are good plans. Holy Spirit, give me an insight into the plans God has for me. Give me a revelation of the plans God has for me, so that I will behave myself wisely, so that I will learn to make right choices, so that I will learn to make right decisions. In the name of Jesus, so that I will watch the way I live my life, so that I will learn to trust him more, so that I will learn to depend on him more. Holy Spirit, give me revelations of those plans for my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I think I've told you before of a vision a man of God saw. God showed him a vision where he saw some angels standing in his standing inside his church building, and the angels were folding their arms. Yeah, they were folding their arms. And he was asking the Lord, what are these angels doing? Why are they just standing? What have they come to do? And the Lord told him that the angels have come to help the people in his church. But the people in his church, they have other plans. They are not following God's plans. They are following their own plans. They have plans that is contrary to God's plans. Yeah. So what you should learn from that vision is that when you begin to have plans that is different from God's plans, the angels are signed into your life, they will be hidden. They will not be able to operate. Yeah, because angels cannot help someone that is not walking in line with God's plan. Someone that is not in agreement with God's plans for his or her life. So you're going to pray. To be to say, Father, help me to be 100% aligned with your plans for my life, with your will for my life. Stefana, help me to surrender my plans for your own plans to prevail. Open your mouth and pray like that. Stefana, help me to align my life with your plans 100%. Help me to connect my life with your will for my life, with your plans for my life 100%. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, help me to submit my plans, to surrender my plans for your own plans to prevail. In the name of Jesus, help me to give up my own plans and embrace your own plans for my life. Father, help me to give up my own will and embrace your own will for my life. Father, help me to align my life with your will, with your plans for my life. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, bring to pass those plans you have for me before I was born, before I came into this world. The Father revealed to perform those plans you have for me even before I came into this world. There is a divine master plan for every human born into this world. There is a master plan. Your life has been completely 100% designed and sealed in a scroll before you were born. So you're going to say, Father, bring to pass your plans for my life before I was born into this world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, bring to pass your plans for my life before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Your plans for my life before I was born into the world. Oh Lord, bring those plans to pass right now. Your master plan for my destiny. Your master plan for my calling. Your master plan for my destiny. Oh Lord, bring them to pass right now. In the name of Jesus, the way you have designed my life to be, even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Oh Lord, begin to do them now. Begin to perform them now. Your divine design for my life. Make it appear right now. Your divine design for my life. Thank you, Lord. Make it appear right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In His name, we are free. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you. Thank the Lord. This also implies that the enemy have plans for you. It's not only God that have plans for you. The enemy has plans for you. But the plans of God will terminate the plans of the enemy. Because God is also aware of the enemy. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate the plans. Take time not for me. I'm telling you, the kingdom of darkness has plans for everyone that is born into this world. They have a lot of plans. Big plans. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate the plans. Satan, not for me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate the plans. Satan and his agents, come for me. The evil plans, the evil agenda, the satanic agenda, the Antichrist agenda for my life. Lord Jesus, terminate them now. Holy Ghost, fire, terminate them now. Every witchcraft plan for my life. Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. Every plan of witches, witch doctors, every plan of witchcraft hidden for my life. Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. Every plan of marine spirits, marine demons, agents of marine kingdom for my life. Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. Every plan of principalities and powers of darkness for my life. Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Every evil plan the government of my country have for me, Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Every evil plan human beings have for me, whether they are men or women or children or youth, Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every plan, anyone, any will have for me that is contrary to the plans of God, Holy Ghost fire, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are powers that delays the manifestation of God's plans. No, those powers, they cannot stop God, but they can stop you if you are not prayerful. They can stop you from experiencing God's promises, from receiving God's promises, from receiving the fulfillment of God's plans. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God destroy powers of darkness, delaying the fulfillment of God's plans for my life. Then let the hand of God destroy powers of darkness, delaying the fulfillment of God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. The flesh of the Peshonan de Gla, Sada Sanagala, in the name of Jesus, every power from hell, every power of darkness that is delaying the fulfillment of God's plans for my life, be destroyed now by the hunger of God. Be consumed now by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power of darkness, every force from hell, every spirit of darkness that is delaying the manifestation of God's plans for my life, that is delaying the fulfillment of God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them all. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every curse and covenant I inherited from my parents that is stopping the manifestation of God's plans for my life. Say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every curse and covenant I inherited from my parents that is stopping the manifestation of God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant and curse I inherited from my parents that is stopping the plans of God from happening in my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every covenant of darkness, every curse, generational curse I inherited from my parents that is stopping God's plans from happening in my life, Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. for and you know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. The way to pray, if God has plans for you, which is true, He really has plans for you, then it also means that there are instruments that God will use to carry out that plans. There are instruments in form of angels, in form of humans, in form of systems, platforms, opportunities, or whatever. There are instruments God will use to execute His plans. There are agents God will use, and they are all here on earth. They are here already. Before you were born, all the people, everything that will form God's plans for your life, that will execute God's plans, all of them, they have been here. They are already here on earth before born. God has put everything here. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, mobilize your agents, your instrument that you have chosen to use to perform your plans for my life. The Father, mobilize them now to do their job. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. If you mobilize your agents, your ministers, your instruments that you have chosen to use to perform your plans for my life, oh Lord, mobilize them into action right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. O Lord of hosts, mobilize them now. Your instruments that are here on earth, your agents, your forces, your angels, all the instruments, all the resources, all the vessels, all the instruments that you have chosen to use to execute your plan, oh Lord, mobilize them to action right now. In the name of Jesus, mobilize them to action. Mobilize them to action in the name of Jesus. Your instrument that you have chosen to use to perform your plans for my life. Oh Lord, mobilize them to action right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whatever they are, whoever they are, wherever they are, whether they are living things or non-living things, whether they are visible or invisible, humans or not humans, O Lord of hosts, mobilize them into action right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Now, you need to understand that this prophecy was coming to the children of Israel in strange land. Ja, du var inne i strange land. Die enemy captured them and took them as slaves in a, took them to a strange land as slaves. But yet, God was telling them that He has plans for them. Plans for them, even in that land that they have found themselves. And also, He has plans for them to bring them back to their own land. Yeah, in fact, God told them to feel at home in that strange land and bless them there. Yeah, and Daniel was among the people that was taken into this land of Babylon, that was also captured. And we saw how Daniel prospered even in Babylon. Yeah, we saw how he was even among the rulers, among the government officials. He was highly honored, highly respected. Yeah, so my point here is that it doesn't matter where you are. God's plans will find you there. God's plans will locate you there. It doesn't matter how wicked or how evil your country has become. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let Your plans be there in my life, even in this place that I'm now, even in the particular location that I'm now, even in this country that I am. Say, Father, let Your plans prevail. Open your mouth and pray like that. No power can stop God. He might be able to stop you, but when God defends you, they won't be able to stop you anymore. Say, Father, let Your plans prevail in my life. Even in this place that I am right now, even in the situation I am right now, let Your plans prevail. Let Your plans prevail. No system can stop you. Nobody can stop you. No power can stop you. No government can stop you. O Lord of hosts, let Your plans prevail in my life. Even in this place I have found myself right now. Even in the situation I have found myself right now. Even in the country I have found myself right now. Let Your plans prevail in my life. Let Your plans prevail in my life. Let Your plans prevail in my life, thank You, Lord. For no power can stop you. No human can stop you. Your Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, but not for disaster. They are plans for good, not for disaster. So God doesn't plan disaster for his own people. He doesn't plan evil for his own people. We know the only person that plans evil, and that is the enemy. Yeah, God doesn't plan disaster for his own people. It's either people bring disaster on themselves, or devil cause the disaster. Yeah, it's either people bring God's judgment on themselves, like the Israelites. They brought God's judgment on themselves because of their sins. So God did not plan disaster for them. They brought it on themselves. Yeah. So God's plan for you is good. It's not evil. It's good. So if you are going to pray, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every darkness in my life that is turning good things into him. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every darkness in my life, turning good things into evil. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God destroy every darkness in my life that is turning good things into evil. Every darkness in my life, turning joy into sorrow, turning happiness into sadness, turning good into evil, turning righteousness into unrighteousness. Then let the fire of God destroy every darkness in my life that is turning blessings into curse, turning good into evil, turning righteousness into unrighteousness, turning light into darkness. Every darkness in my life that is reversing good things to become evil, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness in my life turning strength into weakness, let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every darkness in my life that is reversing good things to become evil, reversing positive things to become negative. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You know, when the Israelites sinned, God handed them over to their enemies. Yeah. Because the enemy have planned for disaster. God have good plans, but your enemies have evil plans for you. So if you sin against God, those good plans will not happen. It is the enemy's plans that will be happening in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says, he who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifesting to destroy the works of the devil. So if you live in sin, the plans God will not happen. But if you please God, plans of God for your life will happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. You receive grace to live above sin. You receive grace to live in righteousness, to walk in righteousness. I receive grace to live. So that the plans of God for my life can happen. That I receive grace to please God. I receive grace to live righteously. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to live in righteousness. I receive grace to live for Jesus and not for myself. I receive grace to live to please Jesus and not to please myself. I receive grace to live for the truth. I receive grace to live for righteousness. I receive grace to walk in purity, to walk in holiness, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to live above sin, so that the plans of God can happen in my life, so that the plans of the enemy can be destroyed, so that the plans of the enemy for me can be destroyed. I receive grace to practice righteousness. I receive grace to turn away completely from sin and unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. They are plans for good and not for disaster. In this year, there will be disasters, but they are not for you. Yeah. There will be disasters every week. But as is normal in every year, there's always disasters. And there will be disasters. but not for you. Because the plans of God for you, they are good. They are for your good. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, disconnect me and my entire family from every disaster Satan has planned for the world in this year. You're going to say, Father, disconnect me and my family members from every disaster Satan has planned for the world in this year. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, disconnect me and my family members. Disconnect me and my household from every disaster the kingdom of darkness has planned for nations, for the whole world in this year. Say, Father, disconnect me. Disconnect me. Me and my household. Disconnect me and my household. Thank you, Lord. Disconnect me and my family members from every disaster Satan has planned for the world in this year. Disconnect me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. To escape disasters, you also have to be led by the Spirit of God. You have to allow the Spirit of God lead you for you to escape disasters that Satan has programmed into this year or programmed for this year. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Always. In everything you do, in your going out and coming in, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. That is how you prove that you are a son of God. By allowing the Holy Spirit to control your life. That is how you prove that you are a child of God indeed. Yeah, don't just say, I obey the Bible, I follow the scriptures. Well, out of that place that says, until you are led by the Spirit of God, that is when you are a child of God. What about that place? Do you obey that place? So you are going to pray. Help me to allow your Holy Spirit to lead me And Father, help me to allow your Holy Spirit lead me as I journey through this year in everything I do, in wherever I go, attending to my going out and coming in. Help me to allow your Holy Spirit lead me so that I will not fall into disasters. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray. The Holy Spirit is able to lead every Christian, except you are not a Christian. That is why the Holy Spirit might not be able to lead you. If you are a Christian indeed, the Holy Spirit is able to lead you. And if he is not, it is you that is not allowing him lead you. It is your own fault, not his fault. Say, Father, help me to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me so that I will not fall into disasters. For the enemy has planted disasters everywhere. Say, Father, help me to let your Spirit lead me as I journey through this year. Help me to allow your Holy Spirit to lead me so that I will not fall into disasters. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Do you know the difference between the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins that were mentioned in Matthew chapter 25? You know the difference? The difference is that the wise ones, they were connected. They were Christians, but they were connected with the Holy Spirit. But the foolish ones, they were Christians, but they were not connected with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So when you are not being controlled by the Holy Spirit, you are a fool according to the Bible. You become a fool. Yeah. That was why they didn't carry extra oil. Yeah. Because they were not connected with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, if they were connected, the Holy Spirit would have told them carry extra oil. In fact, the Holy Spirit was the extra oil. So they did not walk with the Holy Spirit. And they couldn't make it to meet the bridegroom. And that is how many Christians will enter into disasters and go to hell because they do not walk with the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to know how to pray. It's not enough to know how to fast. It's not enough to know how to live holy in quotes. If you are not connected with the Holy Spirit, you are born. Your life is not safe. No matter how smart you are not safe. So you are going to pray. Forgive us, Saint Father, we choose to be wise. I choose to wisdom. Help me to allow the Holy Spirit to control my life. Forgive us, Saint Father, I choose to be wise. Help me to hand over my life to the control of the Holy Spirit. Until you do that, you are a fool. Yeah, it is when you do that you are wise. Yeah, before you do that, you are a fool. So you have to hand over your life to be completely controlled by the Holy Spirit. Hand over your ministry to be completely controlled by the Holy Spirit. Hand over your marriage to be completely controlled by the Holy Spirit. So you're going to say, Father, I choose wisdom. Help me to allow your Holy Spirit to control my life. Help me about a prayer like that. It is your prayer. A lot of pastors, they have died untimely because they did not allow the Holy Spirit to control their lives. They went on a journey and they never returned alive. They died. A lot of Christians have died untimely because they did not allow the Holy Spirit to control their lives. And so many Christians would die untimely this year because they are not connected with the Holy Spirit. Though some of them speak in tongues, but they are not connected with the Holy Spirit. Because even their tongues is not from the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, I choose your wisdom. Help me to hand over my entire life to the control of your Holy Spirit. Help me to hand over my entire life to the control of your Holy Spirit so that I can save and so that my eternal life can be sure. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Gives you a future. So there's a future, there's a hope. Yeah. What does that mean? It means that the future you hope for, God has something better than that for you. Yeah. The future you hope for, God has something better than that for you if you will walk with Him correctly. and follow every step it takes as it leads you, you follow. The future God has for you is always better than the future you hope for. You can go and ask people that God gives a glorious future. They will confess to you that what God gave them was bigger than what they hoped for. So for those that will walk with God correctly, there is a future in God for you, for them, that is beyond their expectations, that is far beautiful than what they hope for. So you are going to pray. Now, if you know this, you will wait patiently for that future. If you know that the future, you know without a doubt, that the future God has for you is far greater than what you are expecting. What will you do? What should you do? You will wait patiently for that future. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me patiently wish for the future you have for me, because it is greater than what I hope for. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to patiently wait in faith for the future that you have for me. For I know that the future you have for me is greater than my expectations. It is greater than my imaginations. The Father, help me to wait patiently for that future. Help me to wait in faith. Help me to wait in faith. Help me to wait in prayer, with prayers. Help me to never give up. Help me to never lose hope. Help me to wait for that future. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. There's a place in Habakkuk. Think Habakkuk chapter 2, where it says the vision is for an appointed time. It says, though it tarries, wait for it, for it will not tarry. I don't know if you have read that place in your Bible before. Let us look for it. Chapter 2. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not marry. Now, you can see, it says, do it marry, or wait for it, do it marry, or wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not marry. Yeah, so I discovered that many people have problem with patience because they think God is taking long to answer, to carry out his plans. Yeah. They felt God is taking so long. Yeah. They felt God is the Lord tarries for too long. Yeah. And they felt like I've been waiting for this. So when is it going to happen? I don't think this will ever happen. Yeah. The word of God says, do it tarry. Or wait for it. Because it will surely come. Praise the Lord, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So what looks like is taking long will not actually take long. I don't know if you're getting my point. What looks like is taking long will not actually take long. If you wait for it, it will not take long. Yeah. In fact, the reason why it has taken so long for many people, I mean, the reason why it has taken so long for many people to get the plans of God fulfilled is because they did not wait for it. At the point, they stopped waiting for it, and they began to make wrong decisions, and through that they prolonged the waiting period. But if we really waited for it, it will not tarry. I don't know if you are getting this revelation. If you wait, it will not tarry. But if you refuse to wait, it will tarry. I might not even come to peace. So you are going to pray. I'm going to say, Father, help me to shut my heart against every voice of discouragement that don't want me to wait for your plans. come fossimo di balai. You mean to say, Father, help me to shut my ears, to shut my heart against every voice of discouragement, every voice of confusion, every misleading voice that don't want me to wait for the manifestation of your plans for my life. Help me to shut my ears against those voices. Open your mouth and pray like that. Help me, Father, to shut my ears against such voices. Help me to shut my heart against voices of discouragement, voices of confusion, voices of deception, voices of lies. Help me to shut my heart against misleading voices that don't want me to wait for the fulfillment of your plans for my life. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope, to give you a future and a hope. You're going to pray. You're going to speak to them. Want to see your hand in everything that pertains to my life. So that I can enter into the future you have prepared for me. The Father gets involved with everything that pertains to my life. Get involved in everything that pertains to my life. Let your hand be involved in everything that pertains to my life so that I can head into the future you have for me. Open your mouth up. The Father gets involved in everything of my life. Let your hand be upon everything that pertains to my life. Let your hand be upon everything I do and everything that happens to me on daily basis. Let your hand be upon everything that pertains to my life. Let your hand operate in everything that pertains to my life. Oh Lord, get involved in everything that pertains to my life so that the future you have for me and hop onto me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points, and then we'll end off. If you look at the next verse, in verse 12, it says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. In those days when you pray, I will listen. That's a great promise. When you pray, I will listen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to say, Father, establish with me a covenant of faithfulness. I'm going to say, Father, establish with me a covenant of faithfulness which that every prayer I pray produce with results. The Father establish with me a covenant of faithfulness such that every prayer I pray will produce great results. Begin to pray that this establish with me a covenant of faithfulness. Your covenant of faithfulness. Such that whenever I pray, I get answers from your throne. Such that whenever I call on you, I get answers immediately. Say, Father, establish your covenant of faithfulness with me. Such that whenever I pray, I get answers from your throne immediately. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. That verse says, in those days when you pray, Jeremiah 29, verse 12. When God says, I will listen, it's not just listening. And it doesn't mean only listening. Yeah, it also means you will do whatever you say in prayer. Yeah, because if we want to say listen, are we to say that God doesn't hear anything anybody say anyway? Since God is everywhere, yeah, so if anybody say anything, God hears. Yeah, even the most silent sound, God hears. Yeah, so it's not just listening. Yeah, so the listening in this context does not only mean that God hears. It also means that He will do what you say in prayer. That's what it means. So there's a presence of God that will be with you that guarantees that your prayers will always be answered. Like Jesus said when he was in front of the tomb of Lazarus. He said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Yeah. So what you meant, whatever I ask you to do, you always do. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, establish your powerful presence in my life that will answer all my prayers. I'm going to say, Father, establish your powerful presence in my life. That will answer all my prayers. We'll begin to pray like that. Say, Father, establish your powerful presence in my life, in my environment. Your powerful presence that answers every prayer I pray, that will answer every prayer I pray. Establish your powerful presence. Establish your powerful presence in my life that will answer every prayer I pray. In the name of Jesus, establish your powerful presence on my prayer altar, in my prayer room that answers every prayer I pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. which say, Father, by your mercy, help me to pray always according to your will. The Bible says that whenever we pray, we know that he heareth us. Yeah, because we pray according to his will. Now, when you pray according to his will, he will hear you and he will answer. Say, Father, by your mercy, help me to always pray according to your will. Help me to always pray according to your will. So begin to pray that in the name of Jesus. Help me to always pray according to your will. Help me to always pray according to your will. Help me to always pray the kind of prayers you want to hear from me. Help me to always pray according to your will so that you can answer my prayers. So that you can demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Help me, Father, to always pray according to your will. Help me to always pray by the leading of your Holy Spirit. Help me to always pray by the utterances of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. Amen. 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 I'm going to pray for you now. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your grace that is working great things in our lives. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you for your power that is answering our prayers. Thank you for your power that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your power that is changing our lives, changing our situations. Thank you for your power that is making impossible things possible. Thank you for your power that is destroying limitations in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers you have helped us pray in this prayer session. We thank you, Lord, because you have answered already. We praise forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that the good thoughts in your mind, in your heart, begin to happen in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus. Move mightily in the lives of everyone here and do great a mighty works. In the name of Jesus, surprise your people with miracles. Make everything that is at a standstill, everything that is not moving, oh Lord, make them to move now. Make the lives of your people experience great progress right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you increase the faith of everyone here so that the helps you want to speak their lives can happen. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the voices of discouragement, the voices of confusion, voices of lies, voices that want to mislead you, I decree that those voices are arrested right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the plans of shall be fulfilled in your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are doing that is working against God's plans for you, I pray for you that it shall stop in the name of Jesus. And everything you will begin to do from today onwards shall agree with God's plans for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.